Good evening. So now we're finding ourselves just a few weeks away from Hanukkah, so I thought we'd talk, we'll intersperse a little bit, Mr. Sharman and Hilchos Hanukkah. So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Reish Ayin, the very first Siman Hilchos Hanukkah, so he mentions that during the 8 days of Hanukkah, there's no Hespedim, the person's not allowed to fast. And mentions also that unlike other Yom Tovim, there's no Isser Malacha when it comes to Hanukkah. The second halacha, and all of Hilchos Hanukkah says that the Mechaber writes, "Ribui ha-su'udos shemarbim behem." The fact that people have a lot of su'udos, they have parties during Hanukkah. So this is in the 1500s. There are already Hanukkah parties. It's something that was very prevalent, presumably already during the time of the Mechaber. So he writes, "The ribui su'udos shemarbim behem heim su'udos harashus." These are not required, right? These are optional su'udos. The Hanukkah party is not a requirement. Because in the end of the day, the days of Hanukkah were not set up as days of Mishta v'Simcha. They're not, as opposed to that language, Mishta v'Simcha is the language by Purim. Right? That's Purim is foundational to the days of Purim is Mishta v'Simcha. That is not foundational to Hanukkah. Why is that? The Mishnah Berurah points out because the fundamental difference between Hanukkah and Purim is that Purim was the interest was to destroy a physical destruction of Am Yisrael. Achashverosh was uninterested in our conversion. He just wanted to murder Jews and Haman as well. The interest was to kill us. So what do? So we celebrate by celebrating the body. Celebrating the body in a spiritual way, but by eating and drinking, etc. So that's one of the things that we do. The Nisim of Purim also happened through Mishta v'Simcha. Right? So we take the physical and we elevate it, but we elevate the physical. That's how we celebrate Purim. Chanukah was just the opposite. Chanukah, they weren't interested in killing us. They were interested in making us convert to their ideology. So therefore, the celebration of Chanukah is much more spiritual. Candles, kiner mitzvah, Torah, or right, a connection to learning, etc. The idea of strengthening, people give gifts to mechanchim, things like that. All about the entire purpose of Hanukkah is a rededication of ourselves to avodas Hashem, and therefore the idea of a mishta, of simcha, of a suda has nothing to do with Hanukkah per se. So people do it. So what's going on? So says the Ramah, "V'yesh orim sheyesh ketzas mitzvah b'rivoy hasudos." So the Ramah writes, so there is a little bit of simcha when it comes to a little bit of a mitzvah in having these parties. Because during that time, this is when they rededicated the Mizbeach. The Mishkan is ready already in Chafei Kislev, in the Midbar. But Hashem said, I want to wait till Pesach time. And that's when they actually set up the Mishkan. So it says, the Chazal say, so the Chazal said, so I owe one to the Mizbeach. So when it came back, Chafei Kislev, which then had nothing to do with anything. They didn't know about Hanukkah. Hanukkah arrives, so they do Chanukah Mizbeach. They rededicate the Mishkan, the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash on that day. So since Hanukkah was now a time of rededication of the Mikdash, so now it becomes a time to have a suda. That's Aleph. And then he says, "V'noagin lomar zemiros v'tishpachos besudos shemar b'behem v'az have sudas mitzvah." And he says, and that's why. So what do? So we sing Hanukkah songs. The Mishbura points out, if you say the Dvar Torah, have someone say the Dvar Torah at the Hanukkah party. So now you take this party, which otherwise is a sudas harashus, and you turn it into a sudas mitzvah because you add Dvar Torah, you add singing, you make that Hanukkah party something spiritual. So then you've done both. And that's, I always encourage people to do that. Everyone's going to have, I hope. I grew up as a kid in out of town. We didn't have a lot of Hanukkah. We had one Hanukkah party, one of my relatives. We didn't have Hanukkah parties every night. Now, Baruch Hashem, people have a lot of Hanukkah parties. So it's important to take that opportunity to remind people. You can say this Dvar Torah, why it's not really a Sudas Mitzvah. But the point being that the whole purpose of Hanukkah is not, we love jelly donuts and things. It's all nice. But that's not the main point. The main point is that it's a rededication to the Limud HaTorah, it's a rededication what it means to be a Jew. And therefore, we should take the opportunity, have family and friends together at a Hanukkah party to take a Sudas Rishus and turn it into a Sudas Mitzvah.